tout le monde, bienvenue dans cette édition de Happy Hour avec moi-même, Olia. Jusqu'à 19h, comme le premier mercredi de chaque mois, bienvenue. Hello everyone and welcome to Happy Hour with myself, Olia. On IDFM, the Feel Good Radio, mais oui, c'est la radio du bien-être et vous êtes vraiment au bon endroit. Ce soir, je vais présenter une invitée dans le studio, une invitée spéciale, elle s'appelle Sumana. Elle va jouer pour vous exclusivement des chansons de son nouvel album qui va sortir bientôt. Et on va discuter ensemble, mais on va discuter en anglais. Donc il faut bien tendre l'oreille. So I'm very happy in the Happy Hour show tonight. As you can hear, I have a guest in the studio with me tonight. Her name is Sumana. She's a musician, a singer-songwriter. And she's actually come to IDFM before, but she's done a lot of things since then. And we're going to catch up with her on her new album coming out soon. She's going to be playing some songs live for us in the studio and obviously talking about all the things that have been happening, her travels, her inspiration, and a whole bunch of other things. So do stay with us. And if you do want some more information, check out our website, idfm98.fr, and you can get in touch with me and ask any questions you like, maybe even request something. Who knows? Why not? So I'd like to welcome now into the studio, Sumana, and a very, very warm welcome to you. I'm so glad that you're back. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Olia. I'm so pleased to be here.
It's a pleasure. And we're going to kick off the show with a live song, which you have written for your new album. Mm-hmm. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes. This song is called The Things You Can't Control. And I basically wrote it because I was expecting a text message from someone. That text message never came. And I remember spending a lot of sleepless nights over this situation, wondering why am I not, you know, reading the message that I'm expecting to receive? And then this song came to me, The Things You Can't Control, with this message to say, you know, there are some things you just can't control. You can't control people's behaviors. You know, you can't control the political situation.
Yes.
Yeah. What we're going through in our environment, the climatic situation. I mean, you can do things. You can do a lot of actions. But after a given point, sometimes the results are just not in your hands. And you have to learn to let go and believe that everything happens for the best and happens for your own good and for your highest interest. And yeah, the song talks about that.
Well, take it away, Sumana.
Thank you.
Here she is, live on Happy Hour on IDFM.
You can't control, don't deserve your time, or lose in your mind through the night. The things you can't control, don't deserve the fight, or your peace of mind, rest assured. So let go things you can't control, make peace with the unknown and come back home. Oh, let it go of the things you can't control. The sun will melt the snow and life will flow. I've been down that road before, overthinking and unsure, trying to open the doors that were closed. The more I tried to find, the more I wondered why I felt so lost inside. I realized I gotta let go of the things you can't control, make peace with the unknown and come back. Time, what will be, it's moving constantly. So let go of the things you can't control. Make peace with the unknown and come back home. Oh, let go of the things you can't control. The sun will melt the snow and life will flow. The sun will melt the snow and life will flow. The sun will melt the snow and life will flow.
Bravo! Merci, thank you so much. That
thank
was Sumana,
so
who was playing live in the studio at IDFM, right here, live from Enghien-les-Bains, for the Happy Hour show. Merci beaucoup, Sumana. That was uplifting, uplifting, totally. And here I was trying to listen, film a bit, take a few photos, but I was enjoying the song.
Thank you.
And you just seem so relaxed when you sing that song. So you must have come to terms with those things that you can't control. Like, you must have been practicing, because it sounds like you've taken your own advice.
Thank you for saying that. I'm glad you felt that. Yeah, I think it's a journey to accept things that you want to happen but don't really happen, you know. And it is a practice, you know. Mm. And it's a message that keeps going in your mind and in your heart through the day, you know. And when you come to accept it, though, which is not always easy, I think there's a lot of peace that comes with it. Somewhere, some burden is taken off your shoulders, because you really kind of believe that, okay, this was not meant to be. And if I believe that there's something better, or it was for my highest interest, or there's a lesson that I need to learn here, or just life is like that, you can't control everything, you tend to live with a little more lightness and a little more joy and a little more, you know, ease, I think.
Yes, and I think we need things that bring us that at the moment. I think, like you were saying in your intro, the world is a crazy place at the moment. It seems to be getting crazier every day, and we need to look for those little pockets of peace and serenity, however small they may be, in just the day, just one or two small things that just make us feel a little bit more serene. We should take those opportunities.
I do agree.
Because it's just, it's such a crazy world. And so this beautiful song that you've written is part of your new album.
Yes.
Which is called what? Do you have a name?
Yes.
Yes. Are we allowed to know, or is it top secret?
No, it's not top secret. The album is called The Flight.
The Flight.
And in French, that's l'envol.
L'envol,
you know,
okay.
It's not avion.
Okay.
No, it's l'envol. It's to take flight.
Taking off and
taking
flying.
Off and flying,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, great.
And The Things You Can't Control was the first single that was released in November. Mm-hmm. And
it's coming out later this year, is that right?
It's coming out. My album will be released in May.
Okay.
And I would like to say that I have an album release party, which I am inviting you to
on the show.
And I'm inviting all the listeners of the show to. So on the 30th of May.
Excellent.
At the Zèbre de Belleville, which is a very beautiful concert hall in the 11th in Paris.
Okay.
And I can share all, you know, the details with you later.
Yes.
But everyone's invited, really.
and perhaps on your website, I imagine you'll be putting all this news out there on your social media accounts, etc.
Yes, absolutely.
Providing a bit of buzz,
yes.
as all artists have to do. They have to do their own PR and be everywhere on all the platforms and keep talking to their public. And, so we'll keep that date in mind. That sounds good. So new album. And also, I wanted to say to the listeners that on your website, on your YouTube channel, you can see a lovely clip, a video clip that goes with this song.
Yes.
And it's an animated clip.
Yes.
And you're just so gorgeous. You're like this gorgeous Disney princess, like modern princess, not the one in the fancy dresses, the jeans and, you know. But there's you in the video clip.
Yes.
How did that come about, doing an animated clip? It's
I always wanted to make an animated clip, to be honest. I think the idea is so fun and joyful.
It is, yeah.
But it's not easy to do, and it's not easy to produce. And in my musical project, if I can say that, mon projet musical, I'm self-funded, so I do everything myself. Of course, I work with people with different competencies, but I'm kind of like the project manager and the sponsor
and the creator, fundraiser.
The fundraiser at the same time. So yes. I was like, how can I go about making an animated
How did you
video?
Do it?
So I will be transparent. I used AI. I tried and tested different tools, and it took me a long time, around 3.5 to 4 months. But I wrote the script, and a large part of it is inspired from my own life. As you know, I started playing in the Parisian metros. I'm a metro musician. I still do that.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. Yes.
Yeah, I don't do it as regularly as I did before, because luckily I have concerts and invitations to play in other venues.
Yes.
But I still renew my badge. I do the auditions every 6 months.
Every 6 months?
Every 6 months.
Okay. To be able to keep that badge and have the opportunity to play.
Mm-hmm. And this year, 2026, is 10 years since I got my first badge to play in the metro.
Oh, wow. So it's an anniversary year.
Yeah. And I wanted my music video, Things You Can't Control, to kind of speak about the highs and lows that I have faced in this artistic life. And that every time there's a low, there is a silver lining. You know, there's something that comes of it. If you can maybe step back and see the bigger picture. And so in the music video, yes, this character, which is supposed to be me, goes through highs and lows. You know, her concert is cancelled in the morning, so she's upset. So she's like, oh, okay, I'll go to the metro, I'll play in the metro. When she plays in the metro, she meets a music director, and then that opens up opportunities for her. And then when she leaves the metro, it's raining and her guitar gets damaged. And then she finds a handsome luthier. That part is kind of made up.
Well, there has to be that sort of the modern Prince Charmant, you know, voilà. Prince Charming, yes. Who happens to be able to help with the broken guitar.
Yes,
it's lovely.
And it brought me so much joy because I've never really created that way. I create by writing songs and making music.
Mm. But this was a combination between the song and an image, putting it into pictures.
Yeah. And it took a lot of time. And, you know, in all honesty, I would have loved to work with a huge production team to bring this to life. But as an independent, self-funded artist, I just don't have the means, so I look towards AI, and there are very opposing opinions on that, and I'm very conscious of that too. But it's one way that I could bring my vision to life, and I'm very pleased with the way it came out, you know.
It's a really I recommend that listeners have a listen to the song, look at the video, and just think Sumana was behind the creative path that brought this video to life. So talking about AI was one of the areas that I want to discuss with you, because since we last spoke, there's been a huge amount of development in AI for all sorts of sectors of activity, and artists are particularly concerned by this. Not only, like you say, you can have creative opportunities, but some are worried that it's taking away. Are you a little bit worried, you know, stealing works, for example, borrowing people's voices, copying things, that kind of thing? Copyright is a big issue for artists.
I can't say I'm not worried. I think the whole industry is going to be impacted, or is already impacted with AI, and jobs are going to be lost in various fields, not just the arts. I think
across the board,
mm-hmm. industries. I do think that we have to be very conscious of how we use it, and if it's used to, you know, in my case, generate ideas, or if I'm facing a creative roadblock, to get me out of that. And give me inspiration in some ways, so then I can write a song or bring an idea to life. I think that's healthy in a way, but everything has its limits. So I'm not an expert on this to say where we should draw the line. I know that in the music field, with applications like Suno, you can make a song in 5 seconds.
Yes.
Right? And that's very worrying.
Yes. You don't even need to be a musician or have any background in music at all. Yes. You press some buttons and instantly,
you know, you get a song. And I think that would be very useful to someone who is, I don't know, say a videographer who is looking for background music for his video. And he's going to say, okay, I can do this in 5 seconds. But as a musician, or when people listen to something AI generated or generated in 5 seconds, I'm not sure if that real emotion comes across. And I think that maybe people will be more and more interested in listening to real artists, because we bring a whole bag of history and stories and emotions. And an AI can't play live like probably I just did. And that has its own charm. And so maybe in that sense, live interactions
will increase
and be more valued and more cherished.
Yes.
But it is a very worrying time for industries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, shall we listen to, we won't do a live, we're going to listen to something that's recorded, but it is also from the new album. I suggest we listen to another one of your lovely songs. So you've chosen for us a track called Falling Hard.
Yes.
This sounds like it could be maybe a broken heart song. I'm not sure. When I was looking through your songs and the older songs, I was like, oh, I think some some unfortunate love stories, or maybe even not unfortunate, maybe good also, but some emotional roller coaster rides.
I think life is sprinkled with them. Falling Hard actually is an old song. I wrote it maybe 10, 12 years ago, but it didn't see the light of day in a produced form. But I really like it. And for this album, I thought I wanted to bring it in and put it in there. But it is
okay,
a
so
love
you wrote
song.
It some years ago.
Yes.
And you've revamped it.
Given
it a 2026 feel to put onto your...
Won't say I've revamped it. I've worked with my producer.
Okay.
His name is Valentin Montu.
Hello, Valentin.
Who produced all the songs on the album and who is extremely talented. And I would say that he revamped it with his ideas.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the way it works. You bring a guitar voice song and then the producer, you know, spruces it up. So.
Yes. And so where were you? You were in Paris at this time? You
I
wrote
was in
this
Paris.
Song?
Yeah? Yes. Okay. Yes, I was in Paris. Mm-hmm. And Falling Hard is all about like the beginnings of a relationship when you don't know how fast is too fast, and you're kind of thinking that this could be it, and so you're putting all of yourself into it and you're falling hard, but like the other person is kind of iffy and not yet there. So some of the lyrics are, we can turn dust to gold, you know, so it's a song also about telling the other person, well, you can have faith in this love, you know, you can fall as hard as I am. So, it's not a sad love story.
I think
a lot of couples go through it.
yes. So but really the beginning, a bit of the magic, but being a little bit not sure where it's going to go as well.
Yeah.
It's a mix of anticipation, but a bit of nervousness.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll listen to that song. I'm just going to make sure I'm going to press the right button. Vous écoutez IDFM, c'est l'émission Happy Hour avec moi-même, Olia, jusqu'à 19h, et mon invité, Sumana. Et là, on discute de son nouvel album qui va sortir en mai. Et elle a joué en live le premier morceau, qui était vraiment très, très sympa. Des choses qu'on ne peut pas contrôler. Donc, lâchez-vous. Il y a des choses qu'il faut accepter dans la vie. C'est ça le message de cette chanson. C'est très joli. Et maintenant, on va écouter une autre chanson. C'est les débuts d'une relation amoureuse où on est vraiment, vraiment en train de tomber. Et puis, on passe avec beaucoup d'émotions et on est plus dans l'émotion qu'autre chose. Et la logique, on ne sait pas. Et en tout cas, cette chanson va être aussi sur l'album. Et on va l'écouter, la version enregistrée. À tout de suite pour la suite de l'interview sur IDFM. Mm-hmm.
you need the time to see if this is right. But what would you do if you knew that I knew all the answers? Could you take a leap of faith? Trust me when I say this, we're never too old to be bright and bold and take our chances. The future's ours to hold, and we can turn dust to gold. Imagine us saving the world. Oh, sometimes we've got to own it and let go. You and I flying high, falling hard. You said we're moving fast, you're scared that we won't last. We're safe and secure, never felt this before. We're undefeatable. And I'll give you the time, 'cause you're blowing my mind. I'll do all that I can, be the woman. Turn dust to gold. Imagine us saving the world. Oh, sometimes we've got to own it and let go.
Sumana singing Falling Hard on IDFM in the Happy Hour show for the pleasure of our ears. Thank you so much, Sumana, for bringing this music to the airwaves and sharing it with us in the Happy Hour show, but also in your budding career, which I'd like to say to listeners, you came into the Happy Hour show a couple of years back, it was 2023, and you talked a little bit about the beginnings where you, I don't want to say threw away, but you put to one side a career in finance, something completely at the opposite spectrum, and you chose to follow your passion of music. And that was some time ago now, and you're still on that path. How are you going with that evolution? Are you're glad you made that choice? I mean, you seem really happy to have made that choice. I'm glad you made that choice.
That's sweet.
So should all listeners.
I'm very glad I made that choice. Yeah, it was in more of marketing. Yeah, but for an insurance company. So I was in the financial sector.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But no, that's fine.
But kind of like
in a product
business
development.
Office. Yeah.
Yes.
An office job, essentially.
Oh, yes. I was working in La Défense, and don't get me. And I had a great career.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wonderful. I loved it. My colleagues were great. My how do you say mission? My responsibilities.
Your responsibilities, your tasks were interesting.
Yeah, and as a foreigner, to have a great job like that, I was very grateful, and it was a fantastic opportunity. So nothing against that, but over time I realized that that's not where my joy was coming from. And I went through a period where I was asking kind of existential questions like, you know, I have limited time on this earth. I have one life. Time is going by too quickly. Why am I here in, you know, in this office building insurance products? Is that what I want to do with my time?
Mm.
Is there something else that I can do with my time that would be more impactful to the world and make me more satisfied? So I started having all these questions, and I was playing in the metro, and I was gaining so much satisfaction from playing in the metro. And that's how it kind of all started. But I didn't leave from one day to the next. It was over time, because it's a huge change.
A huge change.
A huge change. And it's been 8 years now, yes, that I left my corporate job. And still doing music. What I've learned is, you know, when I left my corporate job, I remember people, I think people have this perception, and I had this perception of when, if you're an artist, you're either super famous or you're living on the streets.
Mm.
And I've realized over these 8 years is that you don't need to be a super famous artist. You don't need to be on the street. There is a middle ground where a lot of activity is happening, you know. And that's where I'm at. Mm. I would still say where songs and albums and big concerts are concerned, I am at the beginning of my career, of my musical career. But as a performing artist and playing shows and, you know, I do a lot of private events and sing in hotels. I'm very much in this middle ground where life as an artist is possible and is beautiful. It's not without challenges. There are a lot of highs and lows.
I imagine.
It's valleys and mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to say that I feel it's also because we're in France, and France supports the arts so much. There are grants, you know, subventions. There's the intermittent du spectacle status that allows you to live as an artist. Mm-hmm. And people in general respect art so much, because the French people are born with this appreciation for art and culture, no matter what type of art, no matter what level of craftsmanship. There's this respect and appreciation and émerveillement, you know. And it's because of that that this is possible. Otherwise, it would be very, very hard.
And that's a nice thing to signal, that this is you know, a country that has adopted you, or you've adopted it, and within that, you found this mutual respect for art and creativity and support, which is really positive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I do not see how at least my musical path could be possible without. Without the systems in place and the support from the people.
And do you equally get, I sense this from your songs and your videos, but you get inspiration from, say, Paris itself, from France itself, just from the city streets. I mean, you use Paris often as a backdrop in your video clips and so on. I sense a lot of inspiration there.
It's beautiful. I love walking around and just feeling, wow, there's beauty everywhere. And I feel free in Paris. I feel safe, you know. But I think I appreciate that. Like when I go back to Bangalore and I'm at home in my parents' house and I walk on the streets, I appreciate that too, because there's beauty everywhere. The trees are not the same. The sun shines differently. There's different sights and sounds and colors and chaos. And that's inspiration too, because that's beauty too. So I like to share. I think I get inspired from my life in general. In life in general, the lessons that I've learned on this path, the lessons that I'm still learning. Love is a big one too. And on my social media, I like to share scenes that I'm seeing in front of my eyes. So either Paris or Bangalore or wherever, I like to share that. I like to capture in photos and share.
Yes,
because it's beautiful and it's art.
It is,
yeah. If you like, just before meeting you, I was waiting outside the building, and I loved the trees in front of the opposite building on the street.
Ah.
And I was like, I said, boo, and I took a picture, and I think I'll share that. But for me, that's like gives you a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're also a very visual person, as well as someone who's in tune with the ears, but also with your eyes. So visuals are very important to you, to your creativity, and to stimulate ideas and emotions. And
And space.
And space, yeah.
You know.
Nature. And so on, yeah.
Because I think, and I don't think I'm the only one who feels this, whether it's an independent artist or an entrepreneur or just someone who's manning his or her show, like, and trying to make ends meet and trying to get your project to advance, you're doing a lot of things. You're doing the marketing, you're doing the financing, you're doing the creative ideation, you have to perform, you have to do the budgeting. I mean, there's so much that sometimes you're just submerged in all of this.
Yes, yes.
And you feel heavy and you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And then when you see space, or you just step out and you see buildings or trees or whatever it may be, at least for me, it gives me hope and inspiration. It's like, okay.
I can do this.
There's a lot more. I can do this.
Yeah.
And I'm a spiritual person. So then I also feel, okay, the elements, the universe, God, however you want to call it, is supporting me. You know? Mm. Yeah. And that helps a lot in the next steps then, you know, to just progress.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of India, you were back, you were visiting family, I guess.
Yes.
You spent quite a few weeks there just recently.
Yes.
So
in February.
It was nice. It was a nice trip.
It was great. India's never vacation, though. It's not like, oh, la, la, la. I'm at the beach and I wake up at 10 and I'm drinking coconut water. Like.
Right.
It's lovely, but I'm in my parents' house, so there's, you know, there's normal daily activity, taking care of them and doing the household chores. And this time it was really nice because I had four concerts.
Ah.
Yeah, three concerts. I played at the Alliance Française de Bangalore,
a wonderful concert.
And also at a home concert, and for Valentine's Day at a hotel. And I did a music workshop for kids. So it was action-packed, and it was lovely.
A lot of variety then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. And just thinking of this, I want to say just thank you to everybody who supports and invites, and like you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, because honestly, it's without people who are interested and who take the initiative and invite you and support you and encourage you, it's so difficult. So thank you, Olya. Really.
You're welcome. Would you like to play another song?
I would love to play another song.
Like to introduce your next song, which I think we said, what do we say?
Necessary.
Okay. Which is interesting. It could be any number of things.
Yes, it could be very.
Should we listen to the song and you explain afterwards, or you want to explain before? Or
I think I will explain before.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll explain before.
So this is also a brand new song.
It's a song that I wrote during COVID.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
During COVID.
But that will be released on the new album.
Yes.
Okay.
That was part of the new album. Yes.
So yes, COVID. What a crazy chapter of our humanity's history.
And it's been 6 years.
I know.
And
I know. Exactly 6 years, because it was the month of March, wasn't it, when the first lockdowns came in France?
Exactly, yes.
And even earlier for other countries. I mean, in China, they already knew about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel we've forgotten what we've gone through.
Yes. The lockdowns and the
confinement,
lining up at the supermarket, the toilet paper running out, people having aperitifs on their balcony and singing songs to each other across the way.
Or on Zoom.
Yes.
And also the little letters, I think we had to sign, you know, we had to take...
Yes, the attestation.
Your
self-given permission to go out and get the groceries or walk the dog or...
I actually
kept some of those things in a folder just in case, you know, one day, someday down the track, you look at those things and you think, what's this strange thing?
Wow.
Because we, with time, we do sort of not completely forget, but we do become a bit amnesiac, don't we?
I think sort so. But I think in our how do I say it, day-to-day interactions, I think we've forgotten, you know. And that's good because we're back to doing the bees and hugging.
Yes,
and
yes.
Sometimes
more spontaneous.
Sharing food. That we would
yes, that's true. That's know. True. That's true. As some more warmth in human connections come back.
Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah. And so you were inspired during this period.
I was inspired during this period. Although it was a very tragic period. But I got inspiration and some new songs came my way.
Including this one.
Necessary being one. And this was, again, during springtime, right? Like the time that we're living now.
Yes, it's true.
And we were all confined and I remember looking out of the window and everything was so calm, you know.
Yes, and very, very quiet.
Very quiet. Yeah. And we were reading the news that nature is thriving and
animals in the street.
Thank you. Yes, animals are being seen where they would never be seen before.
Yes, we could hear the birds singing instead of airplanes and cars and buses.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think for a lot of people, it was a time of self-reflection because you were just within the four walls of your house. Mm-hmm. And at least for me, it, you know, brought up some, some questions on who am I? What do I want? I don't know. Again, all these philosophical existential questions. And I think for some of us, maybe it helped us understand us a little better. Mm-hmm. And so this song came about saying maybe what we're going through is necessary. You know, maybe it's necessary for the world. Maybe it's necessary for us. Maybe it's necessary because we need to learn lessons on how to treat our environment and how to be more responsible and live with more consciousness. Mm. And this song is all about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So when you're ready, Sivana on RDFM for the Happy Hour Show.
Tell me now, do we laugh or cry? 'Cause what we're going through is gonna last a while. Were we wise to ignore the signs? We're not the only ones living in this paradise. And when we look outside, everything's more than fine. The stars are shining brighter, the water's getting clearer, and when I look into the mirror, I can see so much deeper. Oh, baby, are you with me? And can you see that maybe this is necessary? Are we brave enough to realize, recalibrate, and reprioritize? Can we make the changes to our lifestyles? Are we strong enough to admit that we're fragile? And now is the time to set things alright. 'Cause the air we breathe is purer, the roads we walk are greener, and when I look into the mirror, I can see so much deeper. Oh, baby, are you with me? And can you see that maybe this is necessary? I finally found the words to say. Been counting blessings every day. The animals are out to play. They're showing us the way. The birds are singing louder, songs of love that bring us together. And when I look into the mirror, I can see so much deeper. Oh, baby, are you with me? And can you see that maybe this is necessary. Necessary.
That was Sumana singing Necessary on the Happy Hour Show live on IDFM, the Feel Good Radio. And I can tell you I'm feeling very good. I hope you listeners out there are also appreciating the music. Merci beaucoup de votre écoute. Vous êtes dans l'émission Happy Hour sur IDFM, la radio du bien-être. Et j'ai Sumana en studio avec moi ce soir. C'est vraiment un plaisir d'écouter de la musique live. La musique qui va aussi faire partir de son album et ses prochains concerts. Mais en tout cas, c'est vraiment une inspiration. Et là, elle disait à l'instant que cette chanson a été composée pendant la période Covid, justement pour un peu revoir la situation et remettre les priorités en place. Et ça, c'est très important. Donc, c'est nécessaire, necessary. So yes, we're been talking about all sorts of things, because I think when I spoke to you in 2023, how did we meet? I think we met at I think it was something about. Oh, I'm trying to remember. I think it was Paris Talks. And you were performing and you were speaking. I think that might have been the first time. Maybe. I came across your music. Maybe. You did a TED Talk.
Yes.
For Paris Talks, yes. Which is an organization getting people to do speaking and stuff on different topics.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, wow, you're really brave. This is, you know, or hang on. I think that was my first memory of you. Or maybe did I don't know.
I don't.
Is that how we met?
I don't remember.
I can't remember, but I keep receiving the newsletters about your concerts. And what I noticed recently was that you're doing some gigs around Paris, like Christmas mm-hmm. markets, some bars, so you're really going to different venues, you're playing live a lot.
Yes.
Which is really good, because obviously that keeps you, in the loop.
Yes. I love it. I love playing live in different venues.
It. Yeah.
You can. You know, and yeah, I'm glad you say you can feel it.
Yeah, it's a real, energy that's, it's somebody who enjoys performing. We sense that you are quite at ease and that you're quite engaged with the public, because you have eye contact and you look at them and you're smiling and,
I have to say thank you for coming for the Christmas market, because that's where we reconnected and you invited me back into the show.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
I love it. And more I'm telling myself, again, from a philosophical point of view, because I think I'm this kind of person who needs to keep questioning herself and justifying her existence. And, you know, and more I tell myself that my music is actually, it's au service des gens, you know. My music is at the service of people, and that's how I'd like it to be, more and more. And when I write songs, yes, it's coming from my experiences, but I would love that people listen to it and say, wow, I can relate to that, or I went through that, or it made me feel good, or it just helped me in this moment where I was not in a good space. And, for example, at the Christmas market or at hotels or weddings or private events, it's to bring that joy and positivity to the people who are celebrating something,
something joyful.
In their life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even in my concerts, is to spread that happiness and to help us just kind of escape from our realities a little bit for that bit of time.
Yes.
So it makes me very, very, very happy to sing at different venues for different people, for different occasions. I am really, really grateful for that.
Yeah, and it's a different sort of playing to when you say you're recording your music,
yes,
that then goes on to CD or online. And you're up to how many albums now?
This is my the first one when I came in 2023 was an EP. It was
EP,
a mini album of six songs.
Mini album, yeah.
And the one that will be released in May is a full fledged album of 11 songs.
Ooh,
so it's like the first album.
The first, yeah, complete.
Complete.
Which, yeah, I mean,
which
both,
the industry
term,
considers as a more full project.
Yes.
But for me, it's my second baby.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It, just as much time and energy and effort all went into it. Yeah. So your first album is called Easy.
Yes.
Yes. Which has a picture of a metro on the cover mm-hmm. of the album. You're standing in the metro with your guitar. So it's harking back to your beginning days in Paris, which you said, as you said earlier, you still keep a connection with yeah. the Paris metro.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say, you know, the Paris metros, they organize something that's called a tremplin des mm-hmm. musiciens du métro.
Yes.
And I got to participate in the tremplin earlier this month. Ah. And it was a fantastic experience in a fabulous salle, Les Trois Baudets. You know, the, yeah, in your Pigalle and Blanche. And we were five groups that kind of competed, not really competed, just shared our art with the public. And yeah, I was nominated Coup de cœur du public. So audience choice.
Congratulations.
Which was very nice.
Yes.
Like, you know, for me, it was like, wow, this is my 10th year having this accréditation pour jouer yeah. dans le métro. And it was very nice. I still keep a close link with the metro.
Yes. And so if people want to come and see you playing, like, in the near future, are there some gigs that are already planned for the coming weeks and
there
and
are. I'm yes. playing some hotel gigs. I do regular hotel gigs. Like, for example, tomorrow is Thursday night, so I will be at the Hotel du Louvre.
Okay.
I sing there
twice.
Which is
one of your regular yeah, spots. Yeah.
yeah twice a yeah. month. And I am singing, well, I have a private concert on Saturday, and I'm singing. This is interesting. I'm singing. There's a like a dance, Indian dance festival or competition on Sunday, and I'll be singing during the délibération du jury.
Ooh,
just 20 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's public. I don't know if it's private. I don't know. But
okay.
But if people want to come and hear me, I would. All my energy now is really focused on. Releasing this album in the best possible way. And so on the 30th of May, like I said before,
a
is
release
my album
party.
Release yep. party in mm-hmm. the Zèbre de Belleville. And if the listeners, if your listeners have enjoyed my music and this interview, I would really encourage them, yeah, to come and see me in the Zèbre de Belleville on the 30th of May. It's going to be a wonderful moment. Very emotional for me, for sure.
Yes, exactly.
But that's like the big date that I'm putting all my love and energy into. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about on the horizon? What sort of, have you got some travel plans lined up? Is there something like somewhere that is calling you that you'd like to go and explore? I mean, it could just be your wish list for the moment, but is there somewhere
you mean
that you
musically
would like? Maybe travel, maybe a mix of travel and music. Is there a place you would like to go to? The reason I'm asking this question is because when I was doing my preparation for the interview, I saw that you'd done a video in Guadeloupe.
Yes.
Back in 2023, and I hadn't seen that before for some reason. So I was like, oh, wow, you went to Guadeloupe and did this video on the beach, and that's really cool. And I thought, because you're someone who likes to travel, obviously, so you must have a wish list or a bucket list, but there also might be a place that is inspiring to you for a musical reason, perhaps, or somewhere you'd like to perform.
Olia, you've asked me a question that
I've opened a can of worms.
No place is really coming to my mind like that spontaneously.
Okay.
I think after the album release, I would like vacation, like just to go to a beach.
Yes, you probably
and
deserve
sleep.
Yeah, deserve it.
And Guadeloupe was amazing. It was part of a Club Med residency where I went and played every evening in the Club Med restaurant, mm-hmm. and that's how we got to shoot the video. But honestly, my mind is drawing a blank right now on where I would like to go, musically or not. I would like to just say everywhere. I will go wherever I'm invited to sing and play, but I don't have something that's like...
No, there's not something that's, I don't know, like you want to, there's a particular stage. I don't know, is there a stage in the world that is like, oh, I would just love to perform there for whatever reason. I don't know. Sometimes musicians have a sort of there's a fetish concert hall or a place where they sort of, you know, that's where they'd really like to perform one day in their career, even if it's just one night.
Right.
I don't know. But
no, I don't have that kind of dream. But what I would love to do in the near future, I would love to have more opportunities to play at festivals.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
And oftentimes when I'm going in the metro, and I've not really admitted this to anyone, so I'm admitting it to you.
Confession on air.
But when I'm going in the metro and you see these posters of festivals and you see all the big names. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what would it feel like to have my name up there, to be chosen to play for a big festival?
Yeah.
Alongside other amazing artists.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So it's less about the one stage that I would love, but just the opportunity to have.
To share the stage,
with many other
performers,
artists.
Yeah.
And, you know, in like a festival kind of setting.
Yeah.
Where people come to discover new artists or come to hear their preferred favorite artists. But there's like, it's like a collective because there's so many artists being brought together to share their songs and their music and the energy and the vibe of this kind of festival thing, which I've not done a lot in my career till now.
Okay. So
that's something I look like and say, wow, that would be cool if that happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. That would be an interesting... an interesting direction to take.
Yeah.
Because it's live, but it's not just about you. It's about also this atmosphere, as you said, of mixing up styles of music. Yeah. And France does a lot of that.
Yes.
I mean, France is just like, especially summertime, it's just festival after festival. I mean, you could never do all the festivals in a lifetime, I think. It's just so many small, big, medium, you know, headlining events, small events, kind of... you know, sort of folk style things and very hippie style things, and then there's the big kind of rock.
It's just like a plethora.
It's incredible, actually, that there's so much choice out there.
Yeah. We're very lucky.
And do you have any do you have any idols or like role models in the music world? Is there a musician who, I don't know, maybe this is a bit of a tricky question to answer because you probably admire lots of musicians.
I admire so many.
But I don't know, is there anyone who comes to mind who is particularly inspiring to you in their way of making music or their on stage presence, or I don't know.
I think of Emily King. I don't know Emily King. She is a New York based artist, and she's just fabulous. And I've gotten the chance to see her 2-3 times in concert in Paris, and her stage presence and the way she grooves her guitar and.
Yeah.
She's so authentic and genuine on stage, and her songs have such a groovy rhythm that she's able to just create just with the guitar and voice. And even on her social media, she's someone I'm really inspired by.
Uh-huh.
So Emily King, she's not, I don't think she's like super well known. Like,
okay. And you've seen her live?
Yeah.
Ah.
The last time I saw her live was at the Tribendo in Paris.
In Paris,
and she was... alone with her guitar. It was a solo concert, but she also played some percussions with her feet.
Oh.
It was incredible. It was incredible. So she's someone I'm very inspired by, I look up to. I would like to write songs like her. I would like to play like her.
Why don't you reach out to her? Reach out to her. Emily, if you're listening to IDFM. Get in touch on your, you know, Facebooky whatever pages and maybe do a little collab, as they say in French, a collaboration.
Who knows? I will send her the snippets of
send her the clip of you playing in the studio and tell her she's welcome to come to IDFM Radio on Gap anytime. Anyway, well, we can always dream. We can always dream. And like you've done before, you just, like... There's no harm in asking, is there?
No.
There's no harm in trying.
No.
You know, each door opens or it doesn't open, as you said. It might not open today, but it might open in a couple of years' time.
I do believe that. I think
it's
the most important
forever.
Thing is to be in action.
Yes.
You just have to keep doing.
Yeah.
Keep doing.
Sometimes
doing,
it's only one day at a time. Sometimes you've got a bit of visibility. Sometimes you don't. But just keep at it. Don't give up.
And you don't control the results.
No.
So you have to let go.
And I see that, unfortunately, we're going to be having to let go of our show in just a few minutes. And I'm keeping an eye on the time because we have one last song, which we're actually going to play off a recorded track, The Inconsistent Kind. Quick word about that
I was
song?
Done with people who are inconsistent.
Okay.
One day yes, one day no, one day hot, one day cold, one day I'm all in, one day I'm all out. I'm just make up your mind. And in any context, it could be in any context.
Yeah.
This was particularly in a romantic context, but really there are inconsistent people everywhere. And sometimes they drain you off your energy. And I decided, no more. I'm saying no to the inconsistency. And I wrote a song on that. And in the post-chorus, there's a little la-la-lai, but it's actually L-I-E.
Aha!
For lie, like mensonge,
yes.
Lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get rid of, I'm getting rid of the lies of the inconsistency and welcoming consistency and peace of mind, you know.
Good, good philosophy. Well, thank you so much, Sumana, for coming to the Happy Hour show on RDFM and being my guest for a whole hour, playing your music, sharing your music, sharing your thoughts. You can find Sumana online, S-U-M-A-N-A.
Music, S-U-M-A-N-A-M-U-S-I-C, music,
okay, music
in English. And that's on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and on the streaming platforms like Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Tidal. You have
the list goes on.
Cubas.
Okay.
It's Sumana, S-U-M-A-N-A, and you, if you type music, you'll find me.
You'll
find me. And thank you so much, Olia, for having me. It's such
been
a pleasure.
Merci beaucoup pour votre écoute sur EDFM. On va terminer avec une dernière chanson avec notre invité ce soir, Sumana, avec The Inconsistent Kind. Et je vous retrouve le premier mercredi du mois prochain, donc en mai, pour une toute nouvelle édition de Happy Hour. Et je vous souhaite une très très belle soirée. À bientôt. Ciao.
I thought you'd understand the words I've tried to say, 'cause you take me by my hand. Say you're sorry, it will be okay. It took me forever to read between the lines. Every promise that you made was another little lie. I try to search for reasons for it all to make more sense, but your closeness and your distance, it's quite simple in the end. You're confused, you're a mess. You change your mind like I change my dress. You're wishy-washy, borderline, simply the inconsistent kind. La 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 la. And I believed, but you'd come and go as you'd please. And when I'd ask you, rinse and repeat. It took me forever to read between the lines. Every promise that you made was another little lie. I tried to search for reasons for it all to make more sense, but your closeness and your distance, it's quite simple in the end. You're confused, you're a mess. You change your mind like I change my dress. You're wishy-washy.